latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and we'll start with the news with Kyle Walker, and he insists his side wants to dominate English football for years to come under manager Pep Guardiola. City breezed their Premier League title last season and they smashed their way through to success with a host of records. They included the most points of 100, most wins at 32, most goals with 106 and biggest winning margin of 19 points. Guardiola's side once again heavy favourite to lift the trophy this term, and Walker insists that their hunger to create a lasting legacy is still as strong as ever. He told reporters, "Obviously we are striving for one title as well and we want more. I don't want to sound big-headed, but we want to dominate English football. I think we've got the players here. We've definitely got the manager to do that, so we need to keep listening. I'm hungry for a lot more. There's a lot of challenges, a lot of good teams in the Premier League. We'll just see the Premier League is full of surprises. Leicester did it, so why can't anyone else do it? We'll just have to see." Moving on then. And Kevin De Bruyne is likely to be out for around 2 months, just like his 2016 injury, after visiting Barcelona on Thursday to get more scans off the esteemed doctor Ramon Cugat. There were estimates that he could be out for up to 4 months. However, after receiving examinations from Cugat, it was determined that no surgery is required and just 2 months of rest. And of course, rehabilitation is more realistic for the City ace going forward. Finally then, and Man City chairman Cal Haldun Al-Mubarak has revealed his side did not want to sign Virgil van Dijk in January because the club did not believe he warranted the price tag. A clip from the new All or Nothing documentary has revealed how Al-Mubarak balked at the transfer fee which had been touted for Van Dijk. City were keen to add a new central defender during their January transfer window as they looked to bolster their title defence out of the Premier League running. Van Dijk was one of the clubs, City were one of the clubs scouting Van Dijk, but Liverpool were the only ones willing to pay the £75 million price tag. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.